agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
It can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True and international stuff is oppressive.
For people that bad, except there.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not going to be real. I got something to do. I got to go do
football. Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
True and international stuff is oppressive.
Sleepy Joe.
Tell them. And I got
finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No,
hell no. Looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The coronavirus pandemic has now killed more than 250,000 people in the United States, according to the Johns Hopkins University count. President-elect Biden says during a virtual meeting with frontline workers like nurses, firefighters, and teachers,
"You've always been essential, even if most of America hasn't learned that term until recently. You've been protecting our communities for months. You're being called on once again as the virus surges across the nation."
Schools in New York City are closed again. The two Republicans on Wayne County, Michigan's Board of Canvassers who voted to certify election results now say they were bullied into it.
Monica Palmer says this about the pressure, saying the comments made accusations of racism and threatened me and members of my family. William Hartman says, "Until these questions are addressed, I remain opposed to certification of the Wayne County results."
Wow. Fox's Rip Jenkins. America's listening to Fox.
And once again, Mr. Foster, nobody's been president-elect yet. Gotta hit it. Hey, good morning, everybody. 6:05.
On the next Cops, a Thanksgiving dinner is busted for having more than 10 people.
Put down the turkey leg! Drop the turkey leg!
If they had one less person, it would have been fine. But Jessica had to invite her boyfriend.
"You have enough stuffing for 11 people. That's possession with intent to distribute."
Viewer discretion is advised while watching Cops and also the Detroit Lions game.
She's reaching for the baster!
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of Gravy Enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty of eating too much.
That was funny.
Oh, good morning.
You know what? I need a smoke. Beer.
What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm trying to quit smoking.
I gotta quit smoking.
I'm trying to quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Well then, this is your lucky day.
How so?
Today is the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
This could be your day.
I'll quit smoking.
Quit smoking for good.
You can do it!
It's showtime!
We're doing some volume. Isn't that Christmas card?
They were smooching a little while ago.
Well, they were.
Yeah, because he's not supposed to jump up there.
Oh, gosh. Thanks a lot, dog.
I've got him on the side that's not bruised, but that's not how it ended up or how it began.
Well, I have similar issues with him in the morning, yeah. We won't go into that.
One of us in the room is suffering from tender groin, but we're not going to name any names.
I'm sore from riding horses.
In a moment, I loved.
I used to love to go for trail rides with Janelle. I mean, she was a competitor.
Competitor?
He's a competitor.
I'm working. I'm trying to download something on my computer right now. But I used to love to go for trail rides, but there's a rhythm to riding a horse that men need to learn.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I am. And buy the right bike seats, too.
Let's get nuts!
I think that's the message.
Tell Us Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
For the fourth morning in a row, we're in the 30s. We're at 38 right now, but this is the final morning in the 30s, at least in this current stretch. Things are going to start to moderate. I've got us around upper 60s today, but I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 70. Plenty of sunshine, just a great day. Clear, not as cold tonight, mid-40s. So that's a start. The warming trend begins tomorrow, really. Well, today, but tomorrow we're up to about 73 with more sun. Perfect Saturday, lots of sun, mid-70s. Boy, you couldn't write a better script. With Bama at home and Auburn at home and Troy at home. Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s. Clouds will increase a little bit on Sunday, but still a great day. Dry Monday, low 70s. And then I'm a little, this storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week has my attention. Watch my video this morning. You'll get more details about that storm system that could affect a lot of folks. Right now, this morning, clear skies, 38 degrees. The time is 6:10.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
You know, our friends at Plumbing by Lucquire are ready to serve you right now. If you pick up the phone and call 264-9666, they're going to answer the phone, and they're going to take care of you because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, especially, it always happens when you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, it's never convenient.
You got people over, or you're about to leave town. Plumbing by Lucquire will take care of you and never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, a busted toilet, or a leak behind the dishwasher, call the people that are going to take care of you like they take care of me in a very, very professional way with upfront pricing. By that, I mean they'll diagnose the situation and tell you, this is what's going to cost. No big surprise at the end. Well, we ran into some extra problems there. You can also visit them on the web, acbylucquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Bear with me. I try not to get too political or hot-headed in the morning. But when I listen to that jerk Chris Foster on Fox News and the way it's written, Joe Biden is not the president-elect and won't be, if he is at all, until December 14th. The electrifying story this morning is in Wayne County, Michigan, where there was incredible fraud.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place where truckloads of ballots were coming in at 4:30 in the morning. The two Republican certification people yesterday signed off, certified the Wayne County vote, and claimed that they were harassed, threatened, bullied, intimidated, and a dozen other things. And to their everlasting credit, they rescinded their certification yesterday.
Oh.
These things are all happening piecemeal and in different parts of the country. There's a recount underway in Wisconsin, the fraud in Milwaukee, only two counties, because they know where Wisconsin was stolen, and that was in Milwaukee. And, of course, the Pennsylvania situation is very much up in the air. And yesterday we had Megan Barth from StopTheSteal.us on the afternoon show. And the race in Georgia continues to get closer because suddenly they're finding like 1,000 here and 100 there votes for Trump that weren't counted. Can you imagine that? Could be that some of these ballots will also put one of those two Senate candidates over the 50% mark. So there's a long way to go with all of this. And I will not sit here and let that putz refer to Joe Biden as president-elect.
I saw a price tag of some of the spending in Georgia right now is hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on the an ad campaign for the runoff.
Yeah,
January 5th.
There's liberals with nothing better to do that are moving there so they can vote. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work because the people I spoke with yesterday afternoon, they're part of the same effort, and they're just as committed. And this time, the votes are going to be watched. There's going to be no truckloads of ballots coming in at 3 in the morning. Oh, look what we found here. So for those of you who are, and I know most of you are, still trying to process this whole ugly event, hang in there. Hang in there. It's a long way from being over or from anything being certified. Let's see. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock, we got some local news. By the way, that the Democrats went down to Georgia. That is so well done.
That was a great
That was
part.
Really good.
Even Mrs. Rutabaga sent me a note
that.
While it was playing. Said, oh, my God, that's great. Yeah, that's on my Facebook page. And so is something else that kind of just, you know, this big police effort to make sure that Thanksgiving dinners are limited. Well,
I thought that was funny what you put in the middle of the William Tell.
The cops coming in.
Cops
parody. Yeah, that was
now
great.
That was my favorite of the morning so far.
This is Clark Griswold getting ready to carve the turkey.
Takes on more meaning this year.
And you know what makes it even more aggravating is one of the toughest places for crackdowns has been California. I don't know if you saw the story, but the governor was at this big dinner at a winery. No mask. He's the one telling everybody, you know, wear a mask between bites. That's got to get awfully messy after a while, you know? Pulling it up and down over your chin.
Yeah.
And he's out there. He's not wearing a mask. He's not following any of the stuff that he's mandating his citizens do, and that level of hypocrisy is really galling. But they get away with it because the media covers for him. So, just by rote, we're having a modest Thanksgiving this year. And also, congrats to Governor Ivey. You know, here's the thing. While the corona cases are going up, our ability to treat them has gotten a lot better. So, and then they throw that, 250,000 people are dead. If you go to the CDC website and look up the number of people who have died exclusively from corona, and one death is too many, it's not to minimize that in any way, shape, or form, but 60,000 people died from the flu, and we didn't get hysterical last year when the flu season came along. So the number is about 10% of that total, people who die from complications exclusively from the coronavirus. Everybody else had one or two or more causes of morbidity. And I wish they would just play it straight. Just play it straight. We can handle the truth, I think. 617, here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. And some holiday traditions in the River Region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The Shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. It's 18 minutes after 6. Our TV chat this morning about heartfelt gifts. I've got something I'm going to put on Facebook shortly to show you guys that falls into the heartfelt gift category.
Okay. All right. You're going to show and tell morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I said that with confidence. I'm looking at Eddie Bader's Facebook page, and he's got a thing up there. I hate when I'm trying to pull the blankets up and I punch myself in the face.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, something, sometimes maybe a sharp toenail hooks the blanket, and the blanket, you pull it up, and it doesn't move, but your fist just continues right into your face. It's a nasty way to get injured. Eddie is the realtor that you want to deal with if you're sometimes it's a transfer. Some, like a lot of our friends at Maxwell, buy homes here and then find out they're going to be going elsewhere. In situations like that, especially, there's always urgency when you want to sell your house. What you want to make sure, though, is A, you get top dollar, and B, you got somebody who's working your situation really, really hard. And that's Eddie Bader. He is the guy that just is relentless. He is the best at showing off a home to make it appear attractive so people will want to at least come and check it out. And if you go to Eddie Bader Realtor Goodson Group, they've got he's got a whole bunch of great listings all over the River Region. Homes you may want to buy, and certainly if you want to put yours on the market. You know, it's not just all these skills I described, but it's his wisdom that makes a huge difference. And in my case, he had suggested a couple of years ago when I had him take over management of the house that Roz and I had in Bellwood West, I was hoping to find a buyer for it just to get out of it clean. And he said, hang on to it. Prices are starting to bounce back. If you just let us take care of the property, we will get you a good number on that home. And that's exactly what happened, almost to the day, 2 years. And I was able to walk out in much better shape than I thought I ever would. And I owe him that. He's fantastic. 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader, Realtor extraordinaire. First thing of the road at 620.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on this chilly Thursday morning. We are very light to moderate all over the area. We're seeing a little bit of congestion at Atlanta Highway between East Boulevard and Taylor. And a little incoming traffic on Highway 80 about to ease onto I-65. But other than that, everything looks really good out there this morning. Not really any problems anywhere. Buckle up, be safe, and know that we are here to keep you informed all the way into work this morning. Well, the Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There are 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. You can get the color and options you want. ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pass the gravy.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's
pass
like a desert
gravy.
In my mouth.
Gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat, I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you.
Man, hard to believe Thanksgiving's a week from today, kids.
I know.
I know.
Right?
I'm excited.
Unbelievable. And the hangover burger was good this morning?
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. I was just looking.
You are.
Look how that picture came out.
Wow.
Joe, check this out.
Wow.
And that, look at the how
the pickles
glistens.
Are glistening and the tomato with a little bit of mayonnaise on it.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, my goodness to me. If this weather thing doesn't work out for you, we are waiting to do our television connection here, and we never quite know
when we will have to spring into action.
Yeah.
Like a cat.
There you go. There
you know what? I should give him one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just for saying that,
give
right?
Give him what?
Yeah.
Give him what?
A framed photo.
Okay. I'm just saying, nobody heard that but us.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
We're getting old.
We're hearing them in the break,
Yeah, we're hearing them on their...
In cue.
We have to eavesdrop.
While they're in a commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Ryan made a...
comment.
Yeah, he knows we're listening.
Hey, dog. Come here.
Hey, dog.
Come here. You want this piece of chicken? Come here.
Daddy may give you away for Christmas.
Oh, I don't think so.
Starting your day the right way with Rising. Coming up on 625, according to a new survey, the majority of people say that they'd rather get a heartfelt gift than an expensive one. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1 to talk about this. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Let's see. I think Greg's got a heartfelt gift.
You
want to
go first up? I wanted to surprise you guys, but I'm so excited about it, I can't contain myself anymore, but I'm giving you each a framed photograph of me.
And autographed?
Autographed?
Of course, yeah.
That's exactly... Ryan was just saying that he wanted one. He actually wanted two.
I heard him.
One to keep at work and then one to keep at home.
Yeah, we heard.
And I want the voodoo doll of you as well, too.
Pins are extra.
Doesn't come with pins. That's right. Yeah.
You got to buy your own pins. I'm totally done with it. You guys were here. It wasn't Christmas, but it was my birthday, and we had my daughter on the phone from Florida, and I opened gifts that she sent me while we were on the air. And one of our favorite things is to watch The Office. That's how we kill time after a nice meal or something. We'll watch a few episodes of The Office.
I knew I loved you, Greg. That is one of my all-time favorite shows.
It's so well done. And you know what's great about it is they venture into stuff that too many TV shows are so afraid they might offend one person.
They get away with stuff that they couldn't do it with humor.
They get you to laugh at yourselves and everybody's foibles. So while we're open, I got two things. One was a Dunder Mifflin coffee mug. But the one that made me go crazy, I opened the package, and it was a Dundee, which is, if you watch The Office, that was the little trophy that they show. And I guess they sell those. And my daughter sent me a Dundee, and I actually had tears in my eyes. I thought it was so cool.
I'll tell you some little stuff.
What was it for? Was it...
Being a good dad.
Or was it just a generic one?
It just says... Dundee, what occasion was it? However, speaking of those kinds of things, and I'm going to another holiday now. 1994, my little girl gave me a little trophy that said Father of the Year. And if my house is on fire and everybody was out, if I had time to save one thing, I would go back and get that, because that's something you try to win every year.
I'll tell you some little things that are heartfelt that don't mean much but really do mean a lot. It's certain things that you put on the Christmas tree, certain ornaments. My mom and dad used to tell stories about this was their grandmother's ornament, and some people have given me some special ones over the years too.
If you were to walk into my house right now and look at my refrigerator front door, I have all four of my Christmas cards from Rich.
Oh boy,
going back to 2006. They make me happy.
The printed card with the pictures means something.
Because you're such a great friend, that kind of stuff.
I think I'm gonna cry. What about a heartfelt?
My mom is kind of like that with Christmas ornaments, though, because she goes all out. We love Christmas. We love decorating together. And we'll get the tree looking so nice and pretty. And then she'll be like, oh, we forgot these ornaments. And then it'll be popsicle sticks and pipe cleaner from things that we made. And if I can look at it now and I'm like, you know, you could probably throw that away. She's like, no, I can never.
I love your mother.
My mom just puts them on the back of the tree. They're on the tree.
It's there somewhere.
They're on the tree.
The back of the tree.
Framed photos, handwritten. Go ahead.
You guys gave some good ideas of some heartfelt gifts, but what about if someone, to them, it's a heartfelt gift? To you, you're like, I would have preferred the gift card.
Well, no. No. You always...
No,
you always act.
You always act like it's heartfelt.
Because you don't want to steal that other person's thunder or enthusiasm.
It's special to them.
But you don't want it to continue on next year. You're setting precedence for other gifts. And they're going to be like, wow, she really liked custom socks. So you need to let them know. Like, this is cute, socks. But...
I have
the $20 you spent.
And then you have to wear them when they're around at least once. Like, exactly. Look, I'm wearing the socks.
But you know what? I did get Andrew some socks for Christmas 2 years ago, and that was very heartfelt. So
why does he not have?
I did see them in the store, and I was like, he'll love these.
Does he still have them?
I will say that he does a good job of pretending like he. Every now and then he wears them, and I've pointed them out before, and he was like, you gave me these? What? I just found them in the bottom of the drawer.
What about like, the what about those socks had Andrew all over them that you wanted to get those? I'm curious.
They were like four different colors. There's purple, blue, orange, kind of tacky. I think he's tacky at all.
I don't know.
But it was more of an inside joke. Oh. We'll go with that. It was an inside joke.
But
that I was
they were ankle socks
funny.
On me and knee socks on Andrew. So.
I didn't say all that, Andrew, at the record show.
Sounds like a Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Julia, I would treasure socks that were gifted to me by you. That would be right next to the Father of the Year trophy.
Breakfast you gave us, but that's never happened. So.
Yes, we can make an even swap.
There you go.
What are you running back into
but
that flaming house
producer
for?
Producer was not talking about gifts when she said to rap.
What?
And
so
it was heartfelt.
I'm gonna need that warning.
And it was heartfelt.
Yes, it was very heartfelt.
Demanding.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, guys.
As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Starting at 6.
That was
Rich
a fun
always
segment.
Wishes this show ran to 10.
Yeah. Let's see. I've got to post the breakfast special today, but before I do that, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, which has been a 2020 revelation for so many of our listeners, a place that sells, like, right now you think, well, the weather's cold. There's not much that grows in the cooler weather season, but that is absolutely not the case. I mean, I'm on their Facebook page, and you really need to go there so you can see the 3D pictures and videos. Look at those beautiful snapdragons and all the color.
Snapdragons are so pretty.
Yes, and ornamental kale as well. Scrolling down on the Fitzpatrick Greenhouse's Facebook page, pansies and snapdragons, these are only $3, and their plants are so healthy, they last and last. Crotons, which is a plant I didn't know about, but has very fall and cold weather colors like golds and things like that. Leaves with red. And let's see, the arborvitae trees. Those are $50 each, but they are 5 to 6 feet tall. And, of course, they can become a permanent fixture on your property. But as you'll see them pictured there, there's one on each side of a front door, and they look amazing. It's cash business, and you get great prices and the best advice in the world on how to get the maximum value out of the plants and trees you buy at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Take a nice scenic 15-20 minute drive from Chantilly and Vaughan East past mile marker 22 on Highway 110, and you'll find them on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Traffic at 6:32. The timeline is next.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic got our first accident of the morning. This is on Highway 31 in the vicinity of Kendrick's Farm Market. That is right before you reach I-65 if you're headed out of Prattville. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Around Montgomery, we are still light to moderate traffic everywhere. Not seeing really any problems. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery, but everything is rolling at the speed limit. Your trade-in is worth a minimum of $3,000 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll trade for anything from billy goats to steamboats. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will do whatever it takes to get you on the road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill,
You sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely help increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:35 with the timeline for November 19th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
This is the 324th day of the year. That leaves 42 days until this day is out. Great American Smokeout, are you abstaining from the Great American
Smokeout? Well, first of all, I got up at 2, and I didn't even know about the smokeout till like 3:30, so it was too late.
No, okay.
I'll do it next year.
Okay. It's National Play Monopoly Day. Are you abstaining so far?
So far, yes.
I'm winning.
It's National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Are you abstaining from that?
You want my answer?
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's World Toilet Day. I am not abstaining. I am using a toilet today.
Good for you.
On this date in 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address in Pennsylvania at the cemetery. I stood right where he stood right there in the cemetery. It's one of the most famous speeches in history. 2 minutes long, fewer than 275 words. He brilliantly and movingly reminded the war-weary public why the Union had to fight and win. He wrote it on a train. Edward Everett, I love this story. He was a great orator at the time. He spoke for 2 hours to the crowd and then sat down, and Lincoln gets up and talks for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was silence. And he said to the president, he leaned over and said, "I should be glad if I could flattered myself that I came as close to the near central idea of this occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes." I love that. It's a great speech. 1942, Soviet Red Army under General Gorgay Zhukov launches the Great Soviet Counteroffensive that turned the tide on the Battle of Stalingrad. Stalingrad, one of the worst battles in World War II, and just terrible human suffering. 1954, Sammy Davis Jr. involved in a serious auto accident, San Bernardino, California. 3 days later, Sammy lost his ability to see in his left eye, and he had to go with a glass eye. Didn't Sinatra pay for the glass eye, I think?
I believe he did, yeah. That was a horrible racist incident.
Yeah. But Sinatra was very good about getting Sammy top billing, you know, in Las Vegas back when it was very difficult. And made him stay, or they, you know, got him to stay where they were staying. You
yes.
know, the hotels they were staying in. On that same day in 54, the first automatic toll collection machine goes into operation at the Union Toll Plaza and on New Jersey's Garden State Parkway. 1959, the last Edsel rolled off the assembly line. I wonder where they made the Edsel. I guess Detroit, right? Makes sense, right? 59 years ago in 1961, Lucille Ball married her second husband, Gary Morton, a little over a year after she divorced Desi Arnaz. Lucy and Gary, can you imagine? They were married 27 years until her death in 89. Dateline Washington, D.C. on this date. John F. Kennedy, 1962, prepares. He has numerous meetings today. He prepares for a political trip he's taking later this week in Texas. He told his secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, that he was going to drop LBJ from the ticket in his reelection bid in 64. Now, our song of the day. I did not know this. This is the cover of a Ronettes song written by Phil Spector in 1963. Here's the great 1969 version, produced by Ron Dante. Andy Kim and Ron used to produce each other's songs. This is before his big one, Rock Me Gently. It's Baby, I Love You, 1969, Andy Kim. This is your timeline.
Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy to explain.
His actual name is like Andrew Joaquin. He's from Canada.
That's like a handholder there.
Yeah.
From the year the earth stood still.
69 was a great year for music.
Oh, man. The best.
On this date in 75, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest released. Jack Nicholson as a man who pretends to be crazy to get out of prison. And Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratchet. Boy, did she have that role down. In fact, he got Best Actor, and she got Best Actress that year. 1997, the world's first set of surviving sextuplets were born in Iowa. Can you imagine that? Sextuplets? She gave birth to 4 boys and 3 girls. Instant large families. Can you imagine 7 kids all at once? That's all I get from you?
No.
Thank you. 14 years ago in 2006, game related, Nintendo released the Wii console. Yeah. Did you have that?
I did, yeah.
Like a pad on the floor where you...
No, it didn't have a pad on the floor.
What am I thinking of?
It had the pad on the floor.
You know, where you could...
You're thinking of the Fit Board, the Wii Fit Board.
Well, the Wii Fit Board is that, but there was also way back in the 80s, there was the Nintendo Power Pad.
You could play games.
Big pad that you could step on and it would relate to buttons on the controller stuff.
So it was, you could get in shape.
But the Wii just came with the controller thing. That was the big bowling, and you could play golf and whatever else by your movements.
I still have mine. It's fun. Get your Wii person. Make your person.
Speaking of technology, on this date in 2007, Amazon introduced the Kindle. Now, we've talked about this before. Do you like reading from a device or reading from a book in your hand?
I'm either way. Yeah. But it's great for travel because it's like taking all of those books.
Right.
You have the entire... So if you're thinking, what do I want to read? I don't know what I want to read on the plane. So it's not like you're going to take a bunch of books with you. But if you take that one thing... You have all of your...
And I've seen it. I mean, it's big print. It's real easy.
You can adjust the size of the print that you want to have it.
The brightness, everything. Yeah. So birthdays. Jodie Foster is 58. Who is it that killed... Was it Chapman that killed...
Was it
Hinckley?
It was Hinckley.
No, Hinckley that killed...
Well, that was...
No, Mark...
To impress Jodie Foster. That was Reagan?
That Reagan or Lennon? I think it was Lennon was doing it to impress Jodie Foster.
Anyway, she was involved
Mark
in one
David
of those.
Mark David Chapman or John Hinckley.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't remember this.
Yeah. Meg Ryan is 59 today, When Harry Met Sally. Ann Curry, where is she today?
I don't know. I don't know why she... I don't know the backstory and why she...
She's 64, but, she just went away.
Wasn't she involved with the whole...
The Today Show?
What's his name?
Oh, Matt Lauer.
Oh, the Matt Lauer?
Did she have some involvement in
that?
I bet there was something... Yeah, I bet anybody female within miles was involved with him. Ahmad
Rashad. Miles.
the guy with a buzzer that locks his door from his desk to keep women trapped.
Oh, jeez almighty.
Somebody must have known about that.
And how do you install? Exactly.
He is still underground. He will be, I imagine.
I also want to know that I never had to have a door lock to keep a woman with me.
We assumed that.
Rare times.
We just assumed that. Ahmad Rashad is 71 today. Calvin Klein is 78. Ted Turner, how old today?
In the 80s, he was kind of a... I admired him greatly in the 80s. Yeah. And I read a book about him.
I can't believe you.
Did he always look older than what he was?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I can't believe you married her, though.
Oh, God. Yeah. Especially a Southerner. But I know how much older than he...
What do you think?
I know much how old, how many years older he is than me. For God's sake, Greg, what the hell's wrong with you? So he's got to be 82. But that, I remember from the book how much older than me he was.
Larry King is how old today?
High in the upper 80s. 87?
I'm just not going to play this game anymore.
We'd lose.
We're a week from Thanksgiving. 9 days till the Iron Bowl, we hope. Oh, my gosh, I hope so. 36 days till Christmas, and pitchers and catchers report in 88 days.
Yay.
That is your timeline this morning.
See what I brought today.
As a great man once says.
Oh, where you go?
Since I get cold.
Sorry, I can't. Coughs, sneezes, all the things that you normally can probably hold back, I can't do that right now.
We understand. Our listeners love you.
So everybody, if I got to sneeze, it's got to come all out. So I turn away.
Love means never having to say you're sneezy. That was your timeline.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
We're going to circumcise yesterday's doctor, Dr. Johnny Fever, down to Dr. John. Mr. Ico Ico. Must have been the right place.
Oh, yeah.
The wrong time or whatever it was. So Dr. John is your...
Dr. John.
Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Daily Double Doctor of the Day.
Where's that hat thing? He's got that hat thing going on.
New Orleans. He is, at some point between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to call us at 272-9228. And you got to have the right name. Sweet D, if you're listening, call me. Because we have... She called yesterday and she had... Dr. John, but the love or something, and that wasn't the winning answer, and I felt so bad because she's such a loyal listener. If you're listening, I have a way to make this up to you, Sweet D. We have a jar of Adams Drugs butt paste and an Adams Drugs t-shirt for you to make up for the pain and suffering that must have caused when you couldn't come up with the right name. So call us at 272-9228, and we'll get that together for you. That's a separate deal. Anyway, we need it done in the form of a question. Who is Dr. John? That's all you need to know this afternoon to win a pair of Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages from Wing Fingers downtown in the RSA building at 201 Union. You will absolutely love the Baumhauer touch on burgers. It's brisket and ground chuck, and I urge you, whenever you eat a burger at Baumhauer's, like at the Boulevard last night or down there, taste the meat before you drown it in all kinds of condiments, because it's really, really good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So for the fourth morning in a row, we are in the 30s. We're at 38, but that is the final morning in this current stretch. Looks like a nice warming trend. Boy, today's going to be beautiful. If you can get out of the office or get outside somehow, get to a park, sunshine, perfect fall day, warming up. Upper 60s, at least. I got us at 68, but I wouldn't be shocked if we get to 70. Not as cold tonight, low in the mid-40s tonight. Warming trend continues tomorrow. More sun, 73 tomorrow. Perfect Saturday and Sunday, at least the mid-70s. I think we're sunny on Saturday and maybe a sun and cloud mix Sunday. Still dry Monday, low 70s. Now, it's that storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week. And gosh, it's spooky how that always happens. But around, let's say, Tuesday night into Wednesday, a vigorous storm system looks pretty potent to me. Could have some showers and strong storms. Don't forget, we are in the secondary severe weather season. Right now this morning, clear skies. It's 38 at 6:49.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
As we hit the 6:50 mark, the Cheap and Trashy is coming up. Back to the traffic dungeon, and then we're back with you.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. A little earlier, we told you about an accident. Highway 31 in the vicinity of Kendrick's Farm Market right before I-85. Use caution there this morning. New accident in Montgomery on the East South Boulevard in front of Burger King. That's right near Capitol Plaza and Woodley Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Light to moderate all over the city still this morning. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on Quicken Loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's always been a Thanksgiving favorite.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their bucket.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's seeing it. Speaking of big pictures, it's the, I was actually going to do it later in this, but I'm going to pull it up since we just heard that.
Have there been any releases?
Wonder Woman 1984. I believe is going to be out in theaters and
HBO Max, yeah, Christmas Day. They had pushed this thing back, supposed to be in the summer. It was early summer, then it was pushed to late summer, then it was pushed to October, then it was pushed to December, and finally they decided that they would put it on HBO Max and also on in theaters.
In theaters,
at the,
too.
At the same time.
Is there anything else debuting in theaters besides that big Disney movie a few weeks ago? Anything else coming out? That
what Disney, what Disney movie came out?
Starts with an M.
Oh, Mandalorian?
Yeah. No. The.
I'm sorry. That was
the one that about China. You know.
Mulan.
The big blockbuster.
Mulan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, see, that came out on Disney, but you had to pay for it.
Yeah, but it was also in the theater.
It was. Yeah. This one you won't have to pay for as far as Wonder Woman is concerned. Right. You won't if you have HBO Max. You get to watch
it
for free.
I got it.
But
yeah.
That's a big. That's a big deal.
I don't have HBO Max. I may have a friend that has it.
Yeah, you do. you can watch it. I'll see you on Christmas Day.
It's just a really big deal for that. That should have been a huge, big summer movie.
And I know.
They kept pushing it back, and apparently it's like, well, it's not making any money on the shelf. We got to do something with it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. HBO Max. How about that?
I don't know.
Do you have that yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got it. I already subscribed to HBO.
Right.
And so I got that because of
me
the subscription.
Me too. But I like the fact that they have the Looney Tunes catalog, too.
Oh, they have everything. I mean, everything.
HBO Max is the best.
Do you get a commission from WoW if you get a customer to sign up for that? Sometimes they do that. Hey, tell your friends, and you'll get. Yesterday, a magazine that very few people read anymore, People, did their annual Sexiest Man Alive thing, which not too many people really care about. Michael B. Jordan was the number one, but they broke it down into categories. Hemsworth's Sexiest Brothers, Sexiest Royal Prince Harry, Sexiest Sports Guy, Pat Mahomes. $500 million in guaranteed contract money will make anybody look really sexy.
Who is that?
Pat Mahomes.
I mean,
he won the Super Bowl last year.
I thought you said he was an announcer.
No,
I know who you're talking about.
You know, the Super Bowl was so unmemorable. Just the Kansas City one, right?
Right. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the numbers of the Super Bowl will be like this year. They were down this year. They didn't break 100 million viewers. I think they'll be even lower this coming Super Bowl.
Is it late February, or do you know?
Second, I think it's the second Sunday in February. I think they've expanded the playoffs this year to give the crap teams a chance to get, sneak in, you know.
Like the Browns.
Actually, the Browns, I think, are 6-3.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got free Sunday ticket, and I haven't watched any games.
Sexiest guy who entertained us during the lockdown, John Krasinski, which is kind of cool. Jason Momoa says the hardest exercise he ever tried was yoga.
Uh-huh.
And certainly somebody who has made us keenly aware of that is
Joey,
who's a yoga guy and that goes to infusion and does cryotherapy to work out the aches and pains. And according to a survey of sports fans,
our survey said
61% say they will not consider attending a sporting event until the vaccine for COVID-19 has made its way around.
Mm.
This is going to be a real big, you know, you mentioned in the timeline how many days until spring training and stuff.
Pitchers and catchers.